Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. It's the one and only, your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am welcoming you unto this fantastic Friday, February 1st, 2019. Wow, can you believe it? What an amazing, amazing year this has started out to be. January was a huge success, and I am just enthusiastic and just filled with high energy on today to welcome this first day of February 2019. I am so glad that you chose to be with us on this afternoon to celebrate your health being your wealth. With that being said, we want to start this segment, as we do on every week, with a high level of energy, acknowledging and affirming who we are. I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke or broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life, and my future is bright because my attitude is right. Yes. Now, that's how you start off a segment. We over here at the Your Health is Your Wealth, we pride ourselves on consciousness. We believe that anything in life that you are trying to accomplish starts in the conditioning and the healthy state of mind, and we just practice love, harmony, homage, and consistency. This is what we do here at Your Health is Your Wealth. Now, this is a shameless plug, but those of you that know me know that I have been on this life journey to maximize weight loss. From 2014 to now, I can testify to losing over 100 pounds. I am so grateful that I haven't had any gimmicks, no gads, no surgical procedures. It has just been by trial and error. Through the fire, I've tried it all. And I am so grateful, shameless plug, that I have found an opportunity that not only nurtures my mind, but my body and spirit as well. So with that being said, we're going to open up today talking about eating healthy and promoting the body of a champion. Now, before we go into that, I had this whole outline on how we were going to run today's segment. And of course, you know that God appreciates our planning and preparation, but everything can change course at a drop of a dime. This morning, a family friend, I want to give a shout out to Larry Jones, originally from Carbondale, Illinois. We want to thank you and applaud you for your service. He is not a military person, you guys. He is a truck driver for 24 plus years. And he reached out to me recently through social media, and he said, "Kimberly, I've been knowing you since you were a baby, and I'm so proud of you that you keep me encouraged and inspired on a regular basis." And I was shocked. I had no idea of the impact that I had on people. I'm reaching a specified audience of people that generally we believe want to lose weight. And this gentleman said that all of our content has been an inspiration to him. So I just want to shout out and say thank you. Thank you for agreeing to come on the call today and just listen to the segment. And also in that conversation, he mentioned, and we laughed about this because we were talking about elevation of the consciousness. What is it that we want to do here? And we believe that in promoting any agenda starts in the nurturing and healthy state of consciousness. And he brought back an old saying that my mom used to say, when you free your mind, everything else will follow. And, of course, she had her own vernacular that I cannot repeat here on the segment today, but we laughed about it because what we are doing here on the month of February is we're promoting healthy eating. Promoting a healthy body of a champion is our theme for 2019. And today I'm going to focus on creating the body of a champion through the lens of faith, denouncing all forms of fear and reflecting on the truth. We are unique and wonderfully made. Now, before I bring on our special co-guest star, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, I want to share something with you in reference to faith. First of all, faith is the opposite of fear. Fear, the acronym for fear, is false evidence appearing real. Those things that stunt our growth and progression, those things that we assume are going to be difficult or challenging or uncomfortable and that will cause more havoc and chaos than productivity. It's false. It's false evidence appearing real. And I was studying this morning about my faith. Where am I in my faith? And I ran across this segment for February being the month of love and Valentine and sharing with a life partner. And it spoke on, I have faith in my power to create. And you know that's one of our affirmations, I will create and not destroy. So when you think of creation, we're thinking of things outside of ourselves. But if you are to create and not destroy, it will start in the mind. I will create a positive influence on my consciousness. I will create things that provoke harmonious provision and purpose and pleasure, things that call forth life into my consciousness. I will create and not destroy. So I ran across this meditation, and it says, I have faith in my power to create. The power to create is in us all. The world we see is a reflection of that awesome creativity that dwells within us. We are next in line on the spiritual evolution stream of consciousness. We are equipped with a deep desire to forever evolve and create. This deep desire will always find a willing heart and a channel to express itself as us. For this to happen, each one of us needs to prepare the spiritual womb, our consciousness, for the next idea to be birthed through and as us. The activation begins with our sacred yes. I am a creative being with the power to create my reality. I am set free, knowing the power is encoded in my DNA. My only requirement is to make sure I tap into and use it for good for myself and for others. This is my birthright. I know it and I feel it. And I am an active participant in the flow of life. I use my imagination to create a life that reflects the highest expression of myself. I start today by creating an amazing day. I give thanks in advance, knowing that it's done. Thank you, love, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. I was so inspired by this because this one meditation speaks on every note that I have taken on today. And with that being said, I want to chime in. Dr. Dunlap, are you with us on today?
You know I am, Kim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to February 1st, 2019.
Where do we start? Let me just congratulate you and applaud you for just staying on the journey. A lot of times when we're talking about health, one of the most difficult things is people to stay on the journey. I think about all the people who had all of these resolutions, had all of these thoughts, these positive thoughts, this positive energy going into 2019. And then we get hit with a government shutdown that people don't realize is going to last 30 plus days. And so think about when life starts to happen. Do you have enough people on your team that can help you navigate through the journey? Do you have enough people connected to you that has the possessions, the resources, or the finances to be able to help you while you're going through the journey? So that's my thing of encouragement to everybody is hurry up and find somebody. And you're listening to Kimberly Solis. So who better than somebody who's actually walked through a portion of the journey and is still walking through a portion of the journey? See, a lot of times people are looking for folks that have already done stuff, and they don't walk with them through the journey. So, for example, if I lost 50 pounds, I'm in a different spot if I lost 50 pounds. But when I was sitting up there looking at your videos online and you doing all of those exercises with the trainer, it put me to shame. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I got to do better. Let me go get on the treadmill because we need to – And I know we're talking about promoting healthy, you know, eating, but we can't put aside the exercise and some of the other things that has to go alongside of the healthy eating. You know, you can't just drink a gallon of water and say, I'm just going to have my body flushed out, my kidney's going to be good, but then you're eating all kind of crazy stuff. So there needs to be – I have an accountability partner, and I'm not, you know, I'm not big. I'm 210 pounds, 6'2". So I'm pretty decent size, I believe, but I have an accountability partner because the thing for me is not weight. Promoting healthy living for me is my accountability partner actually saying, look, Rev, like today, I had some soup. I'm sitting in the hotel. I'm doing some writing. I had some soup and I had some bread that I got from an Italian spot, just one piece. I was still hungry after that. So I brought some soup because I know it's snowing outside, and I had some sandwich meat and stuff like that. So I had two little sliders that I made with a couple pieces of turkey. And then she was like, listen, come on, Rev. You just had bread at 12 o'clock. Now you got bread again at 12:30. We need people like that. When I'm sitting down there eating breakfast in the morning, and I got two little waffles, you know, baby waffles. That's too many. I'm like, what? Yeah. Okay, I'll scale it back to one. So we got to be real with folks. You know, everything that you're saying, the positive affirmations, has to go alongside of people being real with us to be able to help us with that journey. So I encourage you, be blowing up Kim's phone, blow up her email, her Facebook post, her Messenger, because she is somebody who's living it. And then that's the people that you want to be around, not somebody just telling you to do something that they don't have the capacity to do themselves or have not done for whatever reason.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dunlap. I received that, and I concur. You are so absolutely right. I was take some previous notes, and it spoke on PPIP, practice the principles and participate in the promise. Practice the principles to participate in the promise. And it's really, really simple. Just like you said, you have to make a conscious decision that you're going to just take small steps. I post those videos for a number of reasons, but most especially because we need to celebrate where we are right now. Now, I would love to get on this platform and look like FloJo or look like Beyonce or look like somebody that has it all together. But the reality of it is that I don't. I'm very, very awkward athletically. I come from a very athletic family. My mother was a cheerleader and a track star. She played basketball. My father played professional football for 12 years. And every one of their children are athletically inclined, except me. I was the one that was extremely awkward. And as a result of that, I felt really intimidated by trying to openly convey that I adopted this trait. I did not. So at this part of my life, this season, I am having so much fun laughing at myself. I am laughing uncontrollably at my inability to hula hoop. Now, I hula hoop as a child every day. I jump rope every day. Those are things. I climb trees. I race my brothers up and down the street. So when we went to hula hoop, when we went to the workout class, the hula hoop was part of the assignment. I couldn't hula hoop. So I am determined to learn how to hula hoop. But, and it's fun to every week go in the gym and see what progress I've made and to laugh uncontrollably at myself. And it really, and the only requirement is 30 minutes a day of cardio. That's all we ask. Whether you split that up in 10 minutes at a time, get you 30 minutes of cardio in there. So for me, before I know it, my 30 minutes is up. Last night I was in the gym for 2 consistent hours, and we played and we laughed and we had a great time. This week on Friday morning, I was not as stiff as I had been the previous week. Why? Because my body is growing accustomed to the practice. Hence, PPIP, practice the principles and participate in the promise. Do we want something different? If you want something different, you're going to have to start something different. And I can talk about this all through the segment. I want to go into how the content of today's segment shifted a little bit. Now, when you think on eating healthy, we want to discuss how you eat 3 healthy meals a day and 3 snacks. Well, my mother is 75 years old. She'll be celebrating her 76th birthday February 12th. About 6 years ago, my mother was crippled with the debilitating side effects of diabetes. It hit us without warning. My mother was Coretta Scott King, rolled up into Black Girl Magic. She was always healthy. She was always beautiful. She was always strong. She was my first experience of Shiro. And my mother retired. She did the first couple of years of travel. And before you know it, one morning she woke up and said, "Kim, I don't feel well." The very next day, we were in hospital after hospital under numerous emergency situations, only to find out that she had all these complications from diabetes. Now, we are blessed and we applaud God and His grace that she is 1,000,000% better on today. She's up and she's independent and she's thriving and she's striving and she's doing really, really well. Well, she goes to a doctor's appointment this morning. Amen. Won't he do it? And the doctor says she's not eating enough. Now, I know from my weight loss journey that we automatically think that you want to eat less, which is true. You want to eat less of the things that aren't healthy, but you want to increase your food intake because it increases your metabolism. So she said, "Well, Kim, what are carbohydrates?" And that brings us to where we are with eating. Now, before I start with the food, I want to say something quickly. We discussed this, and I'm going to try to bring it up through every segment. When we are sleeping, we need to get at least 6 to 8 hours sleep every day, full resting, no interruption. That is called the hibernation stage. It is when the body starts to repair, restore, and correct itself on a cellular level. Sleeping is imperative. It is paramount towards a healthy consciousness, a healthy body, a healthy mind. Everything needs to be restored and rejuvenated. So when you think of breakfast, breakfast merely means breaking the fast. When you're in this corrective state, when you're in this hibernation state, your body is healing and restoring itself. When you awake, you need to break the fast. And we spoke on this before. Breakfast does not mean grits, eggs, sausage, pancakes, syrup, cheese. It doesn't mean that. Now, if you want to include that in your daily regimen, by all means, satisfy the body. But breaking the fast means to impart healthy nutrients back into the system that is going to get your body going to optimal performance. The easiest, cheapest, most healthy way to do that is drink water before you have your morning coffee, before you have your morning Danish, before you do anything, drink 8 ounces of water. Give yourself at least 10 minutes before you go for that coffee or you go for that Danish or you go for those eggs and sausage. Give your body time to restore and rejuvenate every cell. It works. Practice the principles to participate in the promise. It works. Now you need to get in at least 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day. So break it up. If you can only do 3, do the morning when you wake up, do lunch, do right before bedtime. Start small, but you gotta get the water in there. Water in the body is critical. It's critical. The body is, what, 60% made up of water? You've got to keep replenishing what is like it is. And I said that because we really need to know how important it is to hydrate the body. But I want to move quickly into this carbohydrates. You know, we started having this discussion, and she said, well, where do I know what carbohydrates to take? So I know that a carbohydrate is simply a vegetable. Anything that grows out of the ground is a carbohydrate, whether it is a fruit, a vegetable, or a grain. It's a carbohydrate. Now, there are two types of carbohydrates. There are simple and complex. The difference is complex carbohydrates are things that are natural: lettuce, potatoes, yams, spinach, greens, tomatoes, apples, oranges. They're complex. They're natural. They're unrefined. There's nothing that's been done to them. Simple carbohydrates, they break down faster into sugar in your system, and you want to eliminate or avoid this as often as possible. Now, can you eat a potato chip? Simple carbs, yes, you can. Can you eat a French fry? Yes, you can. Can you have a dip or whatever? Yes. Anything that has been transitioned from its originality can be considered a complex carbohydrate. But I went on to see, I read, and it said, look at the fine print. This was so interesting to me. It said, just look for the word OSE, O-S-E, at the end of a word. Now, you know, when we look at the nutritional labels on foods, they got all of these words. We don't have a clue what any of them mean. The nutritional labels offer an easy way to spot added sugar, and the source of simple carbs that you want to cut back on ends in the word OSE, O-S-E. Now, that chemical name for table sugar is sucrose, S-U-C-R-O-S-E. Then you've got fructose, dextrose, maltose. The higher up they appear in the ingredient list, the more added sugar that it has. So if you're looking at your ingredients and it says that we offer strawberries and we offer wheat and we offer rye and barley, and then right underneath that it's got a fructose, dextrose, maltose, it means the higher up it comes on that list, the more of the content it has in that food. Now, what I wanted to share on today, because I will talk until we run out of time, what I wanted to share is part of my success, it is probably 75 to 80% combined with consistency, is preparation. I prepare all my food. I don't know who I learned it from, but one of my mentors told me, Kim, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And the worst thing you can do when you are dieting, and I use dieting for a lack of a better word, I am talking about a wellness regimen, a regimen where you can eat healthy, healthy foods consistently on a regular basis. Now, it is very difficult. Recently, we had a scare with romaine lettuce. You can't even go buy food in the store anymore that you're not taking a risk of ingesting something harmful. But with that being said, what I do is I prepare my week in advance. I'll come in and I'll make a pot of cabbage. I'll make a pot of spinach. I love grilled onions. I have a food regimen that I love to eat. And what I'll do is I'll make my staples. I consider those staples. My greens are staples. My spinach is staples. my grilled onions are staples, and then I have my cabbage. Those are staples. I'll make a pot of them, and then I will even them out into these little Ziploc containers, and in that Ziploc container, I'll add either shrimp, turkey, grilled chicken, codfish. I'm on this codfish kick. I love it. It's white. It's flaky. It's very low in calorie, and it provides an established amount of protein and, oh, God, what is this vitamin that you get through fish? I can't think right now. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. But either way, I prepare all of my food. Then I have apples, oranges, celery. I have absolutely everything I need. I pack my lunchbox for more than I'll need. Why? Because I don't ever want to run out of the healthy options that I can eat throughout the day. Now, when I come home, I'll recycle whatever is left in there, whether it be an apple, an orange, some Melba toast, which is really good for when you want something crunchy like a potato chip. Melba toast, you get 5 to 6 little crunchy chips, and it's less than 50 to 60 calories. But, you know, Dr. Dunlap, you've been telling me I need to write a book. I've started this cookbook recipe, these recipes in a cookbook, a healthy 100-calorie cookbook, because I make the most amazing meals that are 100 calories or less. So with my mom's dilemma of needing more carbohydrates, what we are collectively coming together to do is find a way where she can eat 3 healthy meals a day, inclusive with 3 snacks. Now, she will still be able to keep her target weight goal, but she'll be eating more often. So with that being said, I just want to incorporate wellness and eating right into this platform. It is imperative, and anyone is willing to chime in so that we can find ways and creative ideas to help one another live the best life. I wrote out on our promotion area this morning that acknowledging the truth requires us to move towards being healthy from the inside out. Accomplishing our goals may initially seem unobtainable. However, through educating ourselves, exposing ourselves, and the willingness to execute our faith, we find that maintaining a healthy body is within each and every one of us. Knowledge is power, but the more we execute our knowledge, the more power we reap. So we are so grateful that you chose to call in on today, that you are making your health is your wealth a part of your regular regimen. Learn to celebrate yourself. Laugh at your flaws. My flaw is coordination. I am not coordinated. Now, if you put me on a runway, baby, I can do that catwalk, but put a ball and a jump rope and a hula hoop in my hand at the same time, we're going to have some problems. We're going to have some issues. But I am just so excited, Dr. Dunlap, at the opportunity to, you know, this isn't just inspiring for other people. This is a blessing for me and an inspiration to others. And I just want to say thank you, Dr. Dunlap, for seeing something in me that you thought I could share with the world. And I am totally committed to following this journey. We are looking for more participants and are eager for everyone to share their understanding. And share this with your family and friends. Invite people on the line. We would love to have you. This is a perfect opportunity. Dr. Dunlap is the visionary behind this segment, and he is the visionary behind the PRF Institute, Profit Resources and Finances, where we discuss our financial wellness, setting healthy financial goals, understanding our economic structure. Dr. Dunlap, what's that new date and time for the PRF table?
Sure. It's the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we have it now set at a time. People can listen to it during the day. So now we're not competing with all the stuff that people have going on in the evenings. And we get more participation. We've been able to get more guests by going to the new format. And our focus for the first 6 months of this year is strictly on financial empowerment plus 2019. And what that means is We're teaching principles, letting people share different things that will not just be for just this year, 2019, but beyond. So we look forward to your participation there as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much on this fabulous February 1st, 2019. And remember, here at the PRF table, if you believe that we believe, you are halfway there. Thank you so much for joining us on today, and make it an amazing, amazing week. Until we meet again, continue blessings and prosperity. Thank you, Dr. Dunlap, and thanks to all of our listeners.
Thank you. God bless.